Today's video is about the incredible power of prayer amidst the ravages of war. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of the special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. Today's remarkable story comes from the pages of the book titled De Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcelino Iasanzaniero. Within its pages lies a gripping testimony shared by a brave woman named Wanda Sella. Wanda takes us back to the events that unfolded in November 1942 when she embarked on a journey from Cerignola, her hometown, to the city of Turin to pursue her first year of vocational education at the San Francesco Institute. While is there, young Wanda found herself in the midst of a terrifying bombing. But before I share Wanda's story, let me give you some background information to better understand the circumstances she faced. You see, Turin was an important industrial city during World War II. Several factories were engaged in war production, including the large Italian car factory Fiat. This made Turin a target for Allied air raids. The city suffered over 100 bombings during the war, making it among the most bombed cities in northern Italy. About 40% of the city's homes were damaged, and over 2,000 people lost their lives. In November 1942 alone, when Wanda arrived, Turin experienced 5 air raids where over 700 tons of bombs were dropped. So imagine the atmosphere when Wanda arrived hoping for a better education. Now let's dive into her testimony. One day, the city was bombed. I was running, but it felt like the bombs were chasing me. I managed to reach school safely, but the mother superior advised all the students to leave the building because it was being hit by burning debris and there was no safe place to take cover. I ventured out into the streets, searching for a place of refuge. Suddenly, a fiery object fell right in front of me. So Wanda nearly died at that moment. I was tempted to go back, but I didn't because several parts of the house were already on fire. It was night, however, the city was illuminated as if it were daytime due to the large number of fires raging around. I witnessed horrifying scenes, people burning alive and girls in the streets with their dying mothers. I survived this hell without a scar. The next day, I managed to reach the safety of my uncle's house. After a few weeks, my mother wrote me a letter and shared a dream she had. In her dream, she received a letter from Padre Pio, which contained a note saying, "Come, I am here, waiting for you," signed Padre Pio. The letter and the dream also included a drawing of a cross with various symbols, some of which appeared to be crossed out. Before I left for Turin, my mother had asked Padre Pio to protect me, and she believed that this dream was a confirmation of her request. However, she desired further confirmation from the saint himself. So when I returned to Cerignola, we journeyed together to San Giovanni Rotondo. After her confession, my mother recounted the dream and the bombing in Turin, emphasizing how I had miraculously escaped harm. She posed the question, "Father, in this dream, were you the one who came to speak to me?" Father Pio responded, "Yes. What is it? Are you surprised?" Eager for clarification, my mother continued, "Father, What about the cross and its symbols? Father Pio explained, There are many struggles in the world, and one of them was meant for you, but the Lord canceled it. End of testimony. Wow, incredible. Here we see the powerful intercession of Father Pio before God. Wanda's testimony serves as a sad reminder of the horrors of war, but it also highlights the power of prayer and the importance of praying for the safety and well-being of ourselves and others during such violent times. Whilst war brings unimaginable horrors, it also reveals the strength of faith and the miraculous interventions that can occur. So let's not underestimate the power of prayer, particularly the recitation of the Rosary. This is why I strongly urge you to become a protected child of Padre Pio, because your intentions will be included in the Holy Masses celebrated monthly, as well as in the rosaries of our members. Please click on the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.